Already ruined the intro.
Yeah.
Spicing it up. That's how you know you're in a new one. Whenever you're listening to it, if it's the first time, it's the second or third. We love where you're at. It's the House Minds podcast.
Cheers.
And we thank you.
We're what we
for
do
coming
here.
Along
Nobody
with us today.
Has done it yet.
Yeah, we're going to take you down those rabbit holes because what else better do you got to do, you know?
On a fucking Lord's Day. Have you noticed that? We do these on the Lord's Day every time.
Yeah, we always be cheersing to the Lord on the Lord's Day. And we cheers to the people. Because, you know, we like to fill you in on the stuff that you didn't know you needed to know. So that's what we do for you here.
Here's something that you need to know.
We keep you lost and free.
If you send me $1.
Just one.
Just $1. I will tell you what you need to know.
It's like the old school psychic things on the... Old school psychic telemarketers that used to like call in and I'll read your fortune. Am I going to be rich? You
Ooh,
bet your
tarot
bottom
card
dollar.
Reading lady.
Yeah, you could just say anything over the phone, dude. They weren't going to find you now the internet, dude. They'll have like hire some Uber driver. He's like, hey, are you Martha Stewart? He's like, yeah, yeah. I guess I'm here to kill you. What the fuck? Yeah, I'm on Uber. Didn't you know?
Dude, yeah, you order a freaking bag of hand grenades or whatever.
What the heck, dude? Joke's on you. The thing's not pinned or whatever. But it's like they just kills you with like psychological warfare over time. It makes you like just decide, like, I'm just going to pull them all.
Just a random Uber driver every time they show up. They just deliver you a little bag of hand grenades. Who keeps sending me these?
Uber has that service now where you can
hand grenades?
You can pick up things. Be like, this is an item. And they'll be like, yo, you pick this up and take it? That, or even if you have, say, it's an item drop off, like, hey, this is a parts thing, you know, can you take this to a person and do...
What?
Yeah, it's kind of like a weird, like, damn, almost like Amazon Flex, but you kind of know what the item is.
It's perfect for drug dealers, huh?
Oh, dude, most definitely, dude. Take this and don't look inside. I got a GoPro in there if you look, you know.
It's like, just aiming up
oh,
at
shit,
you.
He does. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you get another guy that just can't... Don't know
why don't you just take
do.
The GoPro
I don't know what they
out.
Would use that for. It's an alleged service. Uber's like, you're fucking ruining it for us to chill out. Don't ruin it.
Wait, they actually... Uber actually has a...
Oh, you can do all kinds of stuff with Uber. They do Uber Eats. They do the driving. They do a delivery service. I mean, they do like also a luxury delivery service, and which is like the drop-off, you know. XL.
Yeah. I like that.
I just don't trust people,
they've taken
dude.
Over probably.
I don't trust them.
Especially with my food.
Yep.
No thanks. I'll go pick it up.
Yeah, I still don't get how that, like, that is so...
I don't know how people
popular.
Spend thousands of dollars on that shit.
Oh, yeah. And there's multiple
And
companies.
They're wondering why they're poor. Yeah. Here's a conspiracy, dude. Nobody can afford houses around the same time Uber Eats came out. Maybe it's because you're fucking eating your houses, you
yeah, really.
Fat
they're
mother.
Like, what are you, they're making gingerbread houses out here? They've just realized it, and they're like out there eating it.
No, or they're spending so one. Much money on Uber Eats, they can't afford to live in a fucking house.
Well, then you're also looking at, too, also a generational shift. If like, look at it. How many people are living alone, like all these like girls? They're like,
yeah,
hey.
Any of you ladies need somebody to live with.
No, that was a huge new thing,
five
dude.
Five extra spare rooms.
Yeah.
Some guys would live out by themselves, like, oh, a bachelor. You know, that was like when they're out there. But for the most part, it was either living with family or they went and got remarried and all kinds of stuff. And usually, girls didn't do that as much. And so now there's a lot of people that are out there living in apartments that are just solo living. And they're like, it's hard. And it's like, dude, it's just, at least, I guess technically the American dream wasn't set up like that. But, well, not really, actually, if you think about it, it was set up for a man just to go have his wife there,
yep.
have a kid, two, three kids, freaking yep. have a boat,
maybe
fucking
six.
Cars, do all that. Yeah, dude, mm-hmm. they can provide for it all, so that's actually kind of awkward.
Their milkman job.
Yeah, because that always, I was like, it is kind of different when you think about the way that people set up, but technically it should be, and that was one thing that always was with apartments, huh? You stay here, and it gives you money to, like, go travel, and you can, like, have a place to leave your stuff. You're not, like, tied down.
Yeah, and then they turn into fucking, what is it called when, like, a bunch of poor people move into a neighborhood?
Segregations?
No.
Gentrification?
Is it?
That's when the rich people move into the poor.
What's the one where, like, all the poor people, it's like all poor people move into an area?
Projects.
Is that what it is?
Sure.
I don't know what it is, but it's like that's what happens, and then it becomes the slums.
Yeah, usually it becomes like that over time, too. They,
all them poor people moving in.
Well, that's just freaking... Gonna have to get a flamethrower, take care of it. No, it's like, get them. Hey, dude, we need some organ donors, dude. Have you ever... Maybe just round them up, dude. You're like, hey, this sounds really familiar. Like a book, mine...
I'm sure there's something set up like that by a secret government.
Well, it's wild because, all jokes aside, you know, I was joking, dude, but it's too late. It's out of context now.
When did he write that book?
1984.
During the war?
The Nazis? Or
Hitler?
Hitler? I have no idea.
Did he write it?
Mein Kampf? I think some maybe write it for him or something. I don't
know. Did somebody write it for him?
I don't know.
Because if he wrote it, that means, like, he was feeling regret while he was writing the book, and usually it takes a couple of years to write the book. So was he not writing the book during the beginning of the war? Therefore, he like didn't actually like. You know what I mean? That doesn't make any fucking sense to me. That's kind of weird.
The Nazis in the World War One. This is why we feel like the.
How long did World War II last?
Well, that's why I feel like it's so weird. Is like if you think 46? About like, I listened to. So I've been listening to the Sean Ryan show, which has been. I've been liking that one, and I listened to one where Tim Kennedy talks about it, where he went down to go hunt Hitler. He's like, "Yeah, what about your TV show?" And I found this to be super weird, too, because he was like, it was really interesting looking at where Hitler and everybody kind of all the Nazis all started. It was between World War One, World War Two, and they had all these escape routes of how they're going to have all these leaders and head Nazi, pretty much scientists, what generals, all that kind of crap sneak out of there. And he was like, ultimately, when they went to look at all the ones that didn't get taken in Paperclip, which people think was a few hundred, it was like thousands of Nazis got taken in Operation Paperclip, and he's like, and all the other
that's for NASA, right?
Yeah, that was or any all kinds of programs. So for all kinds, so when everyone's like, oh, it was a few hundred, it was thousands. Like I think it was like 3,500 maybe, so 3,500, and they had some certain routes they were taking them out to South America, and he's like, we do know that every single one of those were used, and they were used successfully. Because he's like, when we were down there, they're all talking about it and all this kind of stuff, but they have a different generational history, and he was talking about their tattoos and different ones, and he's like, yeah, the one that they really popular, they really liked was their, they had this palm leaf one with a little Nazi thing, which was their escapades in Africa, like in Northern Africa and all that, and that was like kind of in between. And it was funny when I was, like, hearing that, I'm like, that is so weird because that's, like, certain conspiracies behind, like, the religious ones where they talk about the, what is it, Spear Destiny or something, that's what Hitler was actually after. It was the one that they used to stab Christ on the cross.
Oh, yeah.
That spear. So supposedly he was out there looking for it, and so he's going in all these places after World War One. What it was down into Antarctica, down into South America, down into Northern Africa and all these kind of places, and all of a sudden, bam, dude, like World War II is popping up and shit.
What makes that Spear of Destiny so fucking, like, immortal that the other spears from that timeline didn't last?
I think it has to do, I don't know.
They made, the like, hundreds of thousands of spears, right? So yeah. How many of those spears are actually still around?
I think it was just because, like, this is that one that did it, and so maybe now within the Bible, it holds this thing, and that's what I think probably was the main motivation, because I did have a lot to do with, like, what is it, euthanasia, when they're trying to get rid of a certain thing. That's what they made. Essentially, it was like the disabled, handicap, anybody that was, basically or like deformed and any of that shit, and then Jewish people freaking, and then I guess it went down those rows, you know? They wanted to get rid of, and they also wanted to get rid of them and take their fucking organs and do that shit, and like they can give them to other people that needed organs or whatnot, because, like, hey, we don't need these people. And it was kind of weird the way that kind of went with, at least with euthanasia or whatever, is that the one thing? Because they still
eugenics?
Euthanasia
sounds like.
Or it's eugenics, right? Euthanasia is this where they.
Just kill people.
Yeah, you can kill yourself. You can do that shit in Canada if you want. Dude, you can go to the hospital and be like, yeah, I think I've had enough. They're like, right this way.
They have literal suicide booths.
Yeah, how much money do you have in your bank? Oh, really, only like $12,000. Perfect, this procedure is actually $13,000. So I'm going to need a name of a family member where you can get some money from. They'll like try and take every last
dime. Do they really do that?
I have no idea, but I would imagine. Like, what are they going to be like?
This is a podcast of disinformation, dude.
This is a podcast of go check it out yourself. Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, you probably want to Google anything you hear on here.
We like to throw it out there.
It's got to be free, right?
In there, out
online? It has to be. Euthanasia.
Dude, you want to know?
Because it's like, if you turn them away, then they're just going to go make like, a mess somewhere.
The guy's probably sitting there, dude. He's probably like picking his
teeth.
No,
I think at that point you'd want to like get him into like some mental health or something, try to figure out what's wrong.
No,
the chemicals, they're not cheap. They're going to cost it.
I guess that's what freaking pharma or something would do. But
they should do it at a hospital, though. Like, yeah, if someone's like little Timmy's like, I just need a liver. Someone's like, I don't want to be here. And he's like, the kid's like, may I have your liver? And he's like, yeah, sign me up. Then it should be free, right? Let me just
Here's right one there. Thing I told people
is why it's free.
That they had to Google to figure out it was legit because I was like, dude, what? It's tinfoil. You can't buy tinfoil.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
it's aluminum.
You can get it.
Yeah, but it's expensive as shit.
Yeah, and I don't even think it's even in a like how it is where it's in the rolling form.
No, it's like you can't get it in rolling form, but it's from one company sells it. Stupid expensive. It's like $80 a roll for like 12 feet or some shit.
That's funny.
It's super expensive. And I was telling one of my buddies, he's like, oh, I'm just gonna freaking put on a tinfoil hat, and I'm like, you can't get tinfoil, bro. And oh no, he said, I can make a sandwich with my, he's like, I wrap my sandwiches up in tinfoil. I'm like, you don't have tinfoil. He goes, yeah, you do. You can make the hats with it. I'm like, no, you can't buy tinfoil. And he goes, oh yeah, aluminum foil. He's like, same difference. I'm like, it's not the same difference, dude. The government banned tinfoil.
Yeah, freaking aluminum is conductive, dude. You put a little helmet on.
Yep, you just get barbecued.
To you, dude. It fries your brain.
Get brainwashed faster.
So that's a conspiracy. Look down. Why'd they get rid of tinfoil and replace it with aluminum foil? Some people say it's cheaper.
And it's bad for you, too, is what I've heard anyway. Mm-hmm. For like cooking on it and stuff. Aluminum. No, aluminum foil?
Yeah, aluminum foil is bad for you.
Especially when you heat it up.
Tinfoil, though.
Because it breaks down faster.
Is good. It blocks alien rays. I think anybody who's depressed, they should. I really wanted to make actual tinfoil hats. So if you're depressed, you put them on.
Fedoras.
And it stops your freaking brain waves from leaking out. Because I think that's what makes us depressed, dude.
Brain waves leaking out?
Of your ears, yeah.
Like, stop. Hmm. Yeah, get out of my mind. Like, still in your brain waves. Hey, they make, like, little liners, you know, of those. And then they make, like, little hard hat ones. You can put inside your cap, you know, just make a look. I'm safe on the job, you know. We get a fucking...
That'd be nice. Make a little...
Drop a tomahawk down there.
I wonder how much it would cost, dude. Just, like, go into business with one of those tin companies, make a bunch of tinfoil hats. Like, actual tinfoil hats.
Stylish ones?
Mm-hmm.
I like that, like for cowboy hats, inserts or actual hats?
Inserts. Hmm. Like we can make them for whatever, dude. You send us in your head size. We get a bunch of dicks coming in. We're like, what the fuck? We said head size. Mm-hmm.
He's like, bro, I need cock to protect, sleeves. Dude. You know what I mean? You know what I mean, dude?
Yeah. Just
like,
make tinfoil condoms, dude.
Like, what's the... Yeah.
It's like a roll-up door.
You just like fuck with a handful of people. You send it back. The amount of tinfoil was actually just scrap amount, so no charge. But, hey, fuck you, bro. Logan is like,
no, you know those, what are they like? They're like they're like round tubing that like crumples up and it's like made of aluminum or some shit.
Oh, like kind of like a vent tubing?
Yeah, like the vent tubing things. Yeah. Yeah, like the dryer things, but we make that and it will look like little tinfoil condoms like that.
Perfect. I like your idea, dude. Let's go with it.
I think it'd be great for keeping sanity.
Like, looking like medieval times and shit.
Yeah.
Steam engine and shit.
Dude. It'll be a knight of shining armor.
It will only...
It just slowly...
Yeah. Open the gates! Just like, yeah, dicks on a chain.
And it'll have, like, a little hanging sword that, like, comes up with it.
A little dangling
arm. Yeah, a little dangling.
Gosh,
you've gone. It'd be like this arms though.
Yeah, dangle dude, on the sides. Like the dogs that wear those suits. You've gone all out for me. This is such an occasion.
We can customize the shield it holds up to be like a Knights Templar.
We used to be a land of creative people, dude, for stuff like that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now, dude... You think there'd be even more invention?
It's all about TikToking and shit nowadays, like fucking dancing and shit and doing dumb, cringy videos.
But that's one that...
Dude, whoever does those kind of videos is lame.
Yeah.
Dude, don't be hating, dude. I like to dance with my pants off, dude. They're like, I have to make a new account every day, dude. Mm-hmm. It's like that's where you're like,
you?
How did you get to freaking... Yeah, when you're like, I don't even know, you're helicopter man, 10,148 How'd you get to 10,448? Because... After freaking being naked helicopter man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, those are how many accounts I've gotten banned in, dude. It gets to fucking 10,000, dude.
The cops are after you, dude.
I wonder if they would, because you'd think you...
And every time you do it in a different outfit.
Come on.
I'm the Hulk, too.
I don't know. I find it funny. You see all those weird-ass...
pulled a brick, just fell asleep in the middle of something.
Who's got narcolepsy? Like, dude, I don't want no more of it. No, I feel like we've dropped down in inventions, if you think about that. Like, when you're, like, talking about the little dick crane operator and shit. Back in the day, they make weird-ass shit, dude. And people were like, I'm going to make this suit that will fly. And they'll be like, oh, really? You should try it off the Empire State Building. And they're like, I will. And then they just let him.
The Eiffel Tower? Like,
yeah, the Eiffel Tower was one. Multiple times, dude. Fucking.
He left a crater in the ground, dude. I already hit that shit.
Soft concrete back
then. We used to let motherfuckers live, dude. I was thinking about that. I'm like, man, we probably, a lot of people just shit on people's inventions and stuff. You're going to die. Everyone probably thought that. Back in the day, they're like, that guy's going to die. They're like, nah, dude, go for it.
No, they were like, yeah, there's a good chance he might die.
That's true.
But there's a good chance he might fucking succeed and we can have parachutes.
No shit. I wonder if they did. But like the guy was like, how confident are you? I'm 1,000% confident. The guy's like, I believe you, sir. Take him to the top. He's going to fly. Probably, you know.
There's going
to
be like, there's going to be Mary Poppins Day. Everybody's going to be jumping out of their windows and shit like Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Sir. Get all the children, gather around it with his family and stuff. And
we're about to witness a miracle.
Yeah, get his son up front row. Like that, his son
so
like,
he can give his father a hug when he lands.
It's just freaking, you're just seeing the kid smile and just freaking.
It like sprays.
Did it work?
Absolutely not.
Did it work? But it's wild, dude. Like, you used to let motherfuckers live back like that.
Yeah, dude.
And now that's like the TikTok thing. I remember I've talked shit on TikTok, dude. I don't use TikTok. I don't really like TikTok. But it's so weird that they're like banning it. I'm like, what? I feel like freaking Stan Marsh, dude. I'm like, isn't this America? I forgot. Wasn't this America? I was like, it's just so weird.
Yeah, like, if you think about it, like the Wright brothers.
Everything's getting banned, dude.
Like, the Wright brothers were doing crazy shit for their time. They were literally throwing themselves into the air, right? Like, to figure out flight.
Yeah.
And it's like. Now, if you try to get into space, the government's like, whoa, you can't be doing that shit. Mm-hmm. But what if you were like, I want to figure out how to get into space using like something else other than, you know, jet fuel?
Oh, yeah.
What if you did? What if you had investors and you're like, we're just going to start launching shit?
Like Elon, or like freaking Blue Origin and shit. Because it is funny watching Blue Origin. They go up into low Earth orbit and they come down. And then you see like SpaceX. And every time they hit out of at orbit, they freaking hit. You see how the rockets make that, like, glow around it and shit? And everyone was like, dude, how come all the freaking previous space shuttles only made, like, the freaking...
Spiral-looking thing?
The lower Earth orbit one and not, like, fucking Elon Musk. Because, like, someone I had seen somebody talk about that was in a Flat Earth thing, dude. They're talking about, hey, ask somebody, like, how much or what temperature does, like, oxygen freeze at, you know? And then they're like, oh, it's a... I think it was like we should pull it up, actually. We'll find out if it's pull even it up, right, Jim-o. Dude. Oh, try it out. But supposedly, whatever it freezes at is much less than what it is in atmosphere. He's like, so at some point, there would be like a sheet of ice. And everyone's like, the firmament, you know?
Yeah.
But there would be like, either way, that's what the rocket would bust through. And that's what they're thinking when it's like, because it probably looks like. Escape
velocity, right?
Yeah, it has to like, because when it gets through there and it hits. What those rockets don't come back, huh? Once it gets to that last one.
All of Elon Musk come back.
Sick, dude. Elon Musk saving all of them. Yeah, think about like years before that, dude. They were just like, fucking let it burn, dude. Mm-hmm. Just fucking boom.
Land in the ocean. It's a new coral reef, baby.
You put seeds in the walls of the ship.
Yeah. When it comes down with alien eggs on it.
Biodegradable.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened yet, dude.
What?
Like some kind of alien bug or some shit gets in a satellite and like farts its way towards the atmosphere. And then it comes down while it's crunched inside there. Then that satellite crashes into the ocean and sinks. The creature comes out, starts laying its eggs on the tongues of fish.
Fish tongues?
Fish tongues, dude. And then it like starts to like eat the fish and turn them into like crab people. And then they come out and start fucking attacking San Diego.
In San Diego?
I mean, it could possibly happen.
I could see it.
I'm just surprised it hasn't happened yet.
Well, we don't know anything about the ocean, which is a funny one, too, because we're all talking about space and shit. It's like everything that has been really discovered by space. Maybe, yeah, they say those telescopes in space show them a lot. But really, mostly all the discovery, especially of all the information and stuff they get at, is all off freaking basically land-based telescopes, which is kind of crazy. Like that
one. No, the new one's been doing pretty good.
James Webb.
Yeah.
The demon-producing one or whatever, the one where you show us the freaking... with all those pictures or whatever, when they like, you showed us one, I think it like looped them or smushed them all together and it makes like
scary. A demon?
Yeah, the demon or like scary images or something like that.
I don't know. Did I show you that? I wouldn't do that, dude.
Yeah, you're like, me? Never. That does, dude.
Me? Just hanging around. That doesn't sound like something I would do, bro. I'm usually the guy that posts pictures of like
babes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just good shit, dude.
Well, here's a
quality. what do they call it? Family
content.
Content.
Okay, so outer space is supposed to be 454 454 degrees Celsius or Fahrenheit and 270 Celsius, and oxygen freeze at -361. So technically, there would be technically an ice level if in space is 454 freezing level, and oxygen freezes at 361. So technically, they're reading that in outer space. Some point between us down here, right? It would have to freeze.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be ice, right?
No,
dude. What would it be then?
It would be pulled down.
Or does it? Would it make
maybe
ice?
It's like a slushy?
But they're just thinking that because it's H2O, you know, essentially. Or
it would be pulled
hydrogen.
Down because of gravity. So only light gases would be up there.
How do you know that atmosphere there? Because they say it's multiple levels, not holding it in there.
Right. But it gets pulled down, so if it starts to create any sort of mass, it gets pulled down, brought down into the warmer area, and it cools off, right? Down. Or it heats up, and then it goes right back up as a gas. So therefore, you can't...
Whatever. See, no,
dude.
Because why doesn't everything fall down then, if that was the case? Because if
it does,
all the satellites,
it fall
everything's
down,
heavy,
and
it would fall down, right?
Yeah, but they're further out than that.
But that's supposed to be in space orbit, right? So if there's anything like there, so that's the base level.
Well, those satellites fall out.
You're
they correct
assuming
themselves.
It falls down. How do we know it doesn't fall out? You know, maybe it's already in space with all the space junk that never falls in.
It does fall in. It auto corrects itself. They've got little freaking
thrusters.
Whatever, dude.
They do not, dude. Yes, they
never
do.
No. Juice. That's like one thing that I found funny. And like when they're showing the Martian, when they like. How they send him out to the Mars and they're doing all that shit. And then when they're finally getting him and he's like, he has to like pop his suit to do that. I'm like, how do they not have that, dude, at that point? He's like, pop
his suit. Iron Man thing.
Yeah, he's like, or anything. Like the girl comes out there on the thing and her suit, she comes out in a chair that's just on a cord and it's like bouncing around. It's like, what good is that? Is that like front row seat? You're like,
I swear, doesn't that chair have a fucking thrusters on it?
She can't do shitty anything because that's why he has to aim for her.
Yeah, because she's
I'm sitting duck.
Dude.
She's the...
That's exactly why, dude.
She forgot all her training. Yeah.
The reason she became a captain is because they had to do, like, inclusive shit.
Maybe she... Well, maybe they did have them and they were in seclusive or whatever. Shit. But either way, I guess...
she wasn't trained well enough.
So do you think it would just be, like, melting the ice and then freezing and then going back up and then forming a net again and then just kind of making it a forever pocket? Or would it be like just?
I think
like,
it's like a misty cloud.
So
dude.
It would be like an atmosphere or like a asteroid belt of ice. Because it would
no,
because it
would
be going.
It can never
it freezes,
form
it
to.
Down.
It can never form to like an iceberg.
But it could be like shards.
It's always
of glass.
Vapors, dude.
I'm thinking
that'd
glass.
That'd be shitty
fragments.
If it could, dude. There's an iceberg falling over Australia.
Yeah. Another iceberg storm hits Australia. It's like.
Boom. Yeah. What was that shit today? Did you see that shit today? That was like, there's a seismic storm today or whatever the fuck it is.
Ion storm.
Something
from the sun,
and everyone was like, it has to do with like flipping the. They're like, is that the tectonic shift or something? But it was like, it was an ion storm, yeah, it was something storm today. Let's see,
is that the same thing that took out
let's
the fucking
the
AT&T thing?
Is. No, it was just something recently. It was like something, a geostorm, it's a extreme weather warning or whatever that came out today. Let me see, I'll type it in
over where,
probably the whole earth.
Oh man!
They were trying to fear.
Felt so hard all day,
dude. Just freaking stiff.
I've just been walking around like a fucking oak tree all day. Kind of hurt my back.
I think. Let me.
And a little lightheaded all day. A lot of blood loss.
Just being pulled.
Instantly look 6 years younger. It's like release me. Like the mummy. Release me.
So, yeah, a geomagnetic storm. So they put out a warning for a geomagnetic storm is a major distribution or a disturbance to the Earth's magnetosphere that occurs when there's a very efficient exchange of energy from solar winds into the space and environment surrounding the Earth. These storms result from a variation in solar winds that produce major changes in currents, plasmas, and different fields in the Earth's magnetosphere. The solar winds conditions... that affect the creating geomagnetic storms are sustained for several to many hour periods of time for high-speed solar winds, and most importantly, a southward wind directional solar magnetic field opposite the direction of the Earth's magnetic field at this daytime in the magnetosphere. This condition is effective transferring energy from solar wind into Earth's magnetosphere.
So charge your crystals.
You probably could be charging crystals at a good time, dude. So
charge your crystals. Magneto has a fucking headache.
Low frequency problems have been seen in Alabama and North Carolina. Whatever that says.
That's what they've been freaking fearing forever, dude. If like a giant EMP hits us, it'll fuck all the electricity
up. The solar flare stuff. Yeah. That was like what we were getting hit with those solar flares, and then the cell phones were all funky. That like what a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, the AT&T lost a bunch of satellites in space.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. Is we're you know there's like this facade.
Allegedly,
it's all we're very fragile, dude. Whatever it is, dude. Whatever plane we're on, we're very fragile, dude.
Yeah, this flat Earth is very
flat. Yeah, dude. Because even this, like, little sun and the moon, we're like, see, dude, we can be our same times or whatever. Dude, if it ever decides to just, like, queef out a little solar flare, that shit fucks us up, dude.
Imagine if it did, like, a double, like, a heartbeat, like, doo-doom. And the first one took our, our protection away, and the second one just fried everybody.
Got it, dude. Everyone's, like, frozen in. Yeah,
it's like Hiroshima, dude. You just get fucking turned into dust.
No, dude, no, there was nobody at Hiroshima when that bomb went off?
Yeah, they got warned. You know, there was no...
They're like, scram, bucko.
There?
Mm-hmm.
There's no 303s?
Yep.
L-3-3s.
L-3-3.
Oh, wait, L-3 did I do it backwards?
Love.
Eternity. Western movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's funny. It's like the videos of it. Have you seen them? Like, they were playing that on a bunch of podcasts, but the video of the freaking nuclear radiation bomb going off or whatever when they're showing the bomb. You've seen all the old day videos and shit.
And it is out funny. In like Nevada?
Yeah, and they're like showing the house and everything getting ripped apart. Yeah. It's funny how everyone's like, yeah, you know, how the cameras not get destroyed or not even move or do anything.
Wow,
they're like,
dude.
They're in a very
cameras
nice...
Cameras that film with fucking actual film.
Yeah, stays in the completely radiation, safe. Doesn't fuck it up or nothing. And all of a sudden they're like, yep, it was in a very good cement box. It's like, okay, so then now I guess nukes are stopped by... You put yourself in a cement box, I guess. There you go, dude. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, the reason they were so devastating in Japan is because they were made of wood.
The bombs, like, wood splinters
the
everywhere,
cameras.
Dude.
No, the houses, dude.
So a napalm.
The only thing that stood standing was that one like tower thing.
What was it?
It looks like a pie symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was like the only thing standing, yeah, and it was made of stone. So if all the houses were made of stone, I bet a lot of more of them would have been standing. I think a lot of houses that were made of stone still stood, or buildings that were made of stone, like some churches and shit, which is a conspiracy theory.
Damn, the guys came out of there and they're like, "Oh," and I said, "Huff and puff all day long."
It was just a pig.
Didn't blow his little house down.
Fucking wolf.
Survived, dude. He survived the little fucking house. That shit is wild, dude. It was funny talking about the war. Actually, I think we were talking about my mom and that about it because they were watching a guy who he's going around and just talking to different people and taking them there that they had grandfathers that had children before they left, and then they went there and then they ended up passing away or getting lost or whatever. They're in certain camps and they kind of try and
research. In Japan or in Germany?
Well, first it was in all over the place, but a lot of them were in freaking Japan. And it's funny because even when we were talking about it, it's like, that's all you hear about is like, nope, Normandy, D-Day, man, we came in there, we stormed the beach. But dude, there was a long escapade of war in the freaking Pacific.
You hear of Iwo Jima.
Oh, yeah, you hear that and shit. But like, we were getting fucking patty caked over in freaking Japan, dude. Japan was, the Pacific War was rough, dude. That's where all the Marines and everything were, too. And it's crazy because that kind of was the precedent for, like, probably, I imagine, all the military conquests and freaking all the other jungle areas, but
that'd be terrible.
They don't talk about that shit because they're getting their asses whooped, dude.
Hitler and the Japanese president at the time were just like cool.
Yeah, you think if Hitler was
pretty much they were the exact same thing, dude.
Super,
because Hitler was like, why are you doing that and stuff? He's like, yo, we got no space for our people, dude. And these lower end people, dude, can have like we can take them out, we can get rid of them, and then we can have more space and food. And Japan was like, dude, say less, dude. We're on this little island, dude, and plus fuck China, right, dude? And all of a sudden they just went into China and were like, grrr. They like fuck China up, dude, for a minute right there. And then America was like, no.
Not the Chinese.
Because all of a sudden they're like, wait a minute. No, first America was like, yeah, guys, stop it. You guys are bad. And like, wait a minute. What is that, a flock of seagulls? Oh, would you look at that? Oh, we're getting bombed. you know, and then next thing you know, we're going after them. And then same with thing, we're going after Hitler after he's, like, pretty much dead, like, trying to, like, march into Russia.
How much of it do you think has been staged throughout all history?
I don't know, dude. It's hard because it's crazy, like, learning it, and then when you come up through school, every grade they tell you a little bit more, and they're like, well, it wasn't necessarily that, you know.
Like Columbus, it wasn't like they told you last year.
Yeah, we told you Columbus, you know, he came over here. Well, technically, he was more down in, like, South America. And then you get there, and he's like, technically, he was a conqueror. And, no, technically, he came here with warships. And you're like, what the hell? As you get going through the ages and shit.
Do you notice, like, when we were learning about Pearl Harbor, they really try to instill the fear of those guys that were trapped on that ship? That, like, you know that ship that, like...
That's the only thing I remember.
Keeled really. Over, and there was, like, people in there, and they were, like, pounding on the freaking steel.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the movie.
Yeah, they're trying to pull it. They're
no, dude,
to,
my history teacher was like...
That's propaganda, dude, right there.
They put
dude.
Me in a fucking metal bin, dude. Mm-hmm. And they're like, how do you will experience what it's like it to be...
Starts pouring water through the cracks.
And I'm like, no!
They, like, put a towel over his face, like, squirting him waterboarding him. He's like, just
now I try to get out of this metal steel grater, and I'm like, no!
Shoving bamboo in his fingertips.
That's what I remember, dude. That hurt.
Yeah, you're like... But I came through stronger.
Mm-hmm.
See, aren't you? Don't you feel like a stronger individual?
I'm
after
a better
that?
Man.
Yeah.
Don't you feel like everyone should just do it?
My history teacher was like, "All right, who's next?" Nobody rose their
everyone's
hand.
Gone. Yeah, everyone just abandoned the class. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm still getting tortured. Never made it to my other class.
Yeah, dude. Everyone's like gone home. He's like, "Actually, yeah, you're either a torturee for the day. We're getting all the classes." Hey. Dude, you
still get a C in that class.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, still fucking like, fail.
Bitch, I was going to say, maybe you still get a good grade, but yeah, dude.
That's why I dropped out. Because I had class.
What were we talking about before we got fucking graded on over there, dude? Because that's talking how we get you here at the Lost Mines, dude.
The people went to go revisit where they.
Oh, well, I guess with the war and all that kind of shit. Because since we're definitely check all that shit out, but. It is definitely interesting when you actually do start watching some shit, especially when you watch a handful of documentaries and how literally every single one of them, no matter if it's from this one's the National Geographic or this one's freaking Time Magazine or this one's History Channel, all of them, or every single one of them is different. It's like,
interesting to see like the history class in Japan when they talk about that shit, or Germany when they talk about that shit.
They probably just glaze over it, maybe.
Maybe.
Never really happened. It was
Germany. They're like, where it went wrong was right here.
We attacked multiple fronts.
Yeah, we shouldn't have attacked Russia.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Should
dude.
Let them have them come to us.
That whole like kind of setup too. I wonder if they were like sat down and were like, man, this shit escalated quickly. But really, for the most part, even like they. Fucking Roosevelt stayed in for an extra term, dude. Unheard of, dude. You know, but he was like, we're in the middle of war, you know, in a sense. And they just kind of like prolonged that whole period, it seemed like. So people a lot of times during that period are probably like, what the fuck?
This shit escalated real quick.
I wonder, dude. They're just with like, boys. Fuck, bro.
So God what, damn, that escalated that got quick.
Out of hand.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's like, what happened? Well, like, one guy was, like, sniffing around all these places. We're like, what are you doing, dude? He's like, I'm trying to find this all this spear. Shit for Christian stuff. And we're like, hey, man, back up. Go back to your country. And he's like, man, fuck Jews all of a sudden. And, like, next thing you know, dude, we're like,
he's like, you know how
like,
Jimmy
it,
is
bro.
When he gets drunk, dude?
Yeah. We're telling him to stop, and he kind of lost his shit, dude. Like, so now he's, like, stepping everywhere,
next
dude.
Thing you know,
so
he's invading Poland and shit.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. Essentially, that's another crazy one where it was Hitler's medication or whatever. It was like, what is that documentary? It's like Hitler's drug regimen or drug list or whatever. Dude, they had him on all kinds of shit to keep him going and stuff. And that was the one thing that was actually interesting about that Tim Kennedy one is because they're like, depending, looking at a lot of whatever, he's like, whatever medication he was, if you look at whatever the number of different ones, they're like, oh, this could have been it. This could have been his list. There was a lot of medications for a lot of like organ failure and stuff. So chances are he was dying of something anyways. So he's like, he probably did escape, but lived for maybe a year or two. But he's like, with a lot of the medication that he was on, he was in some form of organ failure.
Do you imagine if he did it the smart way and instead of spending all that money on the military budget, he paid countries to allow him and his like geology people to go digging for those items? That'd like the Ark of the Covenant, the spear, the Holy Grail, all that shit. He just paid those countries like millions of dollars to allow his like troops to go digging like for
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Like not actually like fighting anybody, but like they were all geologists or whatever, and they were like digging for shit.
What if they had to put people down? They had to put people down.
They just disappear. Like, because they cover, people cover that shit up all the time. They're like,
yeah.
We don't know. There was a landslide. Mm-hmm. Took them all out.
He's trapped under the museum.
Yeah. And then once they get all the artifacts, then they start their holy
crusade.
Start going through it. It's like the dinosaur bone shit, dude. It's like all of a sudden out of nowhere, like in the 1900s or some shit, two dudes that were a handful. Yeah, it's two guys, I think, at first that are these museums.
On a mountain or whatever, and they're like, how are we going to explain this giant
bone?
Yeah,
they're like, what? No. That's the thing. Magically, for like hundreds of years, nobody did. And then all of a sudden, these two dudes from these museums go fucking bone crazy, dude. And then they're finding pretty much every bone in that international park and a couple other quarries, like one in like Argentina. And they're putting together all these like magic dinosaurs and shit. And each guy put together like 80 plus dinosaurs, and then they've only kind of came to find that only 23 or whatever make it. But it's funny because not one full dinosaur has ever been made. Like, and I remember mm-hmm. that at Dinosaur National, you get there and they have the closest resemblance of a skull and don't even look like a skull of anything. You're like, okay, this is kind of weird, but that's the fullest thing they've ever found. And it's just weird. It's everything just like, this is a weird bone rush, together. All this kind
of
stuff.
Isn't that where dragons came from? Like, people would find skulls of those things and make this.
Could be. They dragon. Actually, the original one that was the very first replicated dinosaur in a Pennsylvania, it was like, I think it was Pennsylvania Museum of Natural History. It's one of the popular ones. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure it's in Pennsylvania. And it was a famous one, kind of like a long neck style one. But that thing was notorious that they have earlier pictures and newer pictures, and they've seen somebody at some point, the head has been replaced. They replaced the head for a more like, dinosaur looking. They believe one. They think it was from like some form of like what are those? Not iguana, fucking lizards.
Komodo
dragon things. Yeah.
Did you see the what is it? The pharaoh that they found, and he had like a freaking like a shield over his freaking dick.
No,
it was like a giant fucking thing. Like a, it's like a scale shield.
It's like one of your condoms?
Yeah, like one of my
condoms. Oh, that's where he's like, oh. Yeah.
So when I die, I want
you're
one
just
of
like
those
Tesla,
down there.
Dude. He's just like Tesla. Tesla like, supposedly was at Egypt, dude, and he was like, when he came back, he's like, I got fucking all kinds of ideas, dude. Like, he was like getting all kinds of good mm-hmm. information there, dude. Admir goes there.
Only
he's
thing
like,
Admir brings back.
He's like, comes back pumped, dude. He's like, I need a Mona Lisa. Fucking he's like, I need it. Yeah, he just starts going. cock sleeves. Just fucking going to town, dude. Art Central,
That way, when they find your body in the future, they're like, damn, this guy had a fucking hog.
Found the those leader. Lateral lines, dude. That thing means, you know, they're all built on the same shit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was like that Billy, what is it, the Billy Carson one? That was a fucking mm-hmm. wild episode, dude.
I'd also like to be buried with, like, fake artifacts, like the Holy Grail, the Holy Hand Grenade, a crown. So that way when they find me, like, this was an important person.
Dude, you want to be like the tomb. Remember the one in Egypt they recently found, that tomb when they're digging some kind of probably like some sidewalk or some shit for some park, but they ended up finding like a sarcophagus and they mm-hmm. opened it and it was like full of like black tar or whatever. It was like some kind of juice. That's what you have your coffin is. Someone's like, finally, bro, what do you think's in here, dude? Gold and shit. You like open it up, it's like sludge. You like put some like aircraft cable in there. You're like, don't worry, dude. Whatever's left of me will become jelly, dude. They open it up. Son of a bitch, dude.
Would you become jelly?
How, I don't know. I don't know how you would be able to do that. You'd have to put yourself.
You could become
kind of
like fuel, dude. If you can, like, put yourself in there, like, after 1,000 years, you become oil.
Dude, that'd be wild. They, like, you put yourself in some jelly where your body, like, decomposes, and 1,000 years later, they open it up. It's like a little civilization. You're like, what, dude? They fucking making, they're, like, making little rocket ships, dude, just, like, off the, just like a creation, dude. You're
I think there's like, a Love Death hell? Robot to that.
Yeah, where they're in the little microwave or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, refrigerator.
Just like that, dude. Just like that.
Fuck.
But.
And they all have your consciousness, so that's how you survive forever.
Ooh, that would be weird. Yeah, they have, that's like, whatever your last goal, when you're like, get me out of here. They're like, we must live on. They have no reason why. See, that would be a cool movie, dude. Instead, they got Beetlejuice 2 coming out. Just kidding, that looks cool, actually. I will say, I'm shitting on remixes coming out, but I'm like, hey, they don't look too bad, dude.
Who's the characters?
Same people. Characters.
Same people?
But it's got Wednesday. What's her name? The girl that played Wednesday as, like, her daughter. So they're trying to, like, you know, they just...
Is it her daughter?
I think it's... Winona's daughter, isn't it?
I don't know.
Maybe I don't know.
So the first girl that was in Beetlejuice is going to be the mother now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and he's still there, but he even looks like older Beetlejuice in a mm-hmm. sense, which might be kind of funny, but like
that would
makes
be
sense.
Funny. Who's the character?
Michael Keaton was the guy that played Batman. He played that one.
He played Beetlejuice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd seen something where like people were like, hey, that like movie hate was a real thing like back in the day, and they showed how many people were like shitting on Michael Keaton becoming Batman. They were all, everybody was shitting on him. He's like a little weakling. You need someone big like Arnold. They're like, that's not our Batman and shit. I'm like, fucking hater, dude. They're like, he's no suave. No girl's like, I wouldn't date him. It's like, oh, fuck. It's just like they're like shitting on him and shit. But I actually find that casting of all those characters in that Batman actually pretty cool. Like the Danny DeVito, the Penguin, that's, dude.
That was one disgusting, of the
best,
dude.
Best castings ever, dude.
He scared me.
In there, but.
When I was younger, I was like, dude.
Yeah.
He did a good job, like, huh?
He did a really good job.
Oh, yeah, especially
fucking
too.
Fucking bites that dude's nose in front of everybody.
Everything he did was good, too. And the guy was like, he's like, I shredded all the information. And he like pulls up all the paperwork. Like, nothing a little arts and crafts won't handle. I was like, fucker, dude. Just imagine him down there. Yeah, dude, just like, gluing holy it. Shit, dude. That's good writing, dude. That's what's, I always wonder about that. I was shitting on it, too, because I do like that it's coming out. But I was joking, too, because... Like, what the fuck was there before Beetlejuice came out, you know? They're like, hey, let's get together. I got this idea for this crazy character. You say his name three times. Oh, that's a great idea. You know, and they're writing it out. That just doesn't happen as much, you know? It's so funny, especially with movies, because it's so... I think it's because it's so fucking ran by bullshit companies that they're like, no, I want something that's going to be... That was a blockbuster
before. Yeah, they definitely
before.
Get caught up in their time, too,
yeah,
right?
It's got to be here, you know? Like... They hardly let Wild Dogs get in there. It's like Tarantino's fucking blazed the stage, so he's got a pass with a lot of
he's
people.
He's leaving, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got like a movie or two left, and then he's done.
Last one?
Oh, shit, yeah.
What's he making?
I don't know.
I hope it's something fucking good, dude. I think it's a book.
I'll probably do like
I don't
half
think it,
and half.
I think
movies.
It's a...
It's called The Critic, dude.
The Critic, yeah.
They were thinking about having Shane Gillis as like The Critic. This is what I heard. Word on the street.
No, dude. Shane Gillis even said that he's not in it.
That'd be wild, dude. He's like, I
don't trust that guy, dude.
Because his skits are pretty funny, dude. Shane Gillis stuff, considering, you know, sketch comedies kind of ran its course to this point, you know. But I'd still try and be pretty funny. Because it's hard, dude. There's a lot of it's been done.
I think nowadays people can tell what's a sketch and what's genuine.
What do you mean?
Like if you're watching a sketch show where everything's like, you know, written down and like, say this, it'll be funny. I don't know about everybody else, but for me, like that isn't as funny as
like
genuine
SNL?
Humor. Yeah.
SNL is garbage, dude.
Yeah, like that's what I thought was great about.
I can't get into it at all.
People podcasting, busting balls, or just people talking comedy and shit.
Just something that comes naturally is to me is funnier.
Yeah.
When like somebody comes up with something on the spot and you're like, damn, that was witty. That was funny. It wasn't scripted. It's not like it took five fucking people in a room. You know what he should say after he says this? It would be really fucking funny if he's like, dude, you're gay or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's goddamn funny. Yeah. This guy's like, what, dude, hell yeah.
Well, we're going to do it. I just like it when it's like, you know, everybody's like, oh, is he gonna drop, you know, the G word? And he does, dude. And you're like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. RGRR. Let's take a shot real quick, dude, to this other one, dude. We always be taking shots, but now we even got freaking some
Brick's got us over here on this health kick or something, dude. He's like scared.
2024, we're doing it, dude. Yeah, didn't you see, like, this shit's happening, dude? All those places, like, even, dude, Chick-fil-A, dude, they had to take off their label. They don't serve antibiotic-free chicken and everything. Like, they're getting it, other kind of stuff, dude. And it really is, dude. If you want to be able to feed as many people as we have, they have to fucking make it last longer than it needs to. So you got to freaking try where you can, right, dude? And so cheers to you, everybody out there. We're taking some live shit, and we also took some other, so.
That one tastes so much better than the other one.
Sure heard it. Dog heard it going, dude.
Yeah, cool.
Well, speaking of fake videos, and I like to bring it up to people knowing if they think it's fake or not. Have you seen the freaking Kate Middleton shit at all? If you look at the royal family.
No, I've seen a bunch of people talk about that, but I haven't really dug into it. I've kind of honestly,
don't give a shit.
Yeah, I've stopped giving a shit about everything.
The thing that I find interesting about this one is it's kind of plays along with what you always hear about coming up in the future, because all of a sudden she puts out this photo, you know, and this person that hasn't been seen for a while, there's all these things. It could have been cancer, could have been the surgery. They've even said that, like, hey, the ambulance have came to the house. She could have, the guy's like, he lost his mind and beat her to death. Whatever it could have been. Mm-hmm. All this conspiracies. The weirdest part is that doesn't come out. They put out one photo. The photo comes out that it was AI edited. Mm-hmm. And then she says, oh, yeah, I'm a bad Photoshopper. They pull the photo, put a cease and desist to all the places to stop doing it. It's like, okay, that's weird. Still nobody comes out. They say, we haven't even seen you in public. Magically, that they show them to Prince Harry, or was it Prince William, and her walking home with groceries, right? And then it just shows them quickly walk by, and everyone's like, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't even look like her. She's like way scrawny, and you guys look like it looks fake as shit. You're both carrying two bags that are identical, you know, like here's a bag of what groceries would look like. Carry those. They're like, yep, we can buy our own groceries. And it's like, what are you guys doing? Mm-hmm. Your royal family. Now you're buying your own groceries at the stores. So everyone's like shitting on it, and then she's gone, and then all of a sudden she puts out a thing like, hey, I had stomach cancer, all this kind of stuff. And then it's a video of it, and everyone's like, well, they run it through an AI thing, and it says that it has been AI or has some form of AI editing onto it. Everyone's shitting on it because, like, oh, you're basically sitting in a park in summertime, and summertime hasn't happened. These flowers aren't even bloomed yet. You're wearing the same outfit of that you were wearing, like, so many years ago in this form of thing. It was, like, some kind of shoot for, like, mental health or whatever. And then the weirdest part set up is a lot of the things are just off. So, like, she had stripes, and the stripes had reflections onto the thing as if it were into the shadow. So the stripes had shadows. And so it was like a detailed shadow in a sense. So I was like, that's usually a trigger for AI. The hands didn't move very much, which is usually it because they can't do it. You know, the hands get fucked up. And so they're like, yeah, maybe, you know, whatever. But a lot of people that usually just glance over it, they keep going through it. And so usually, especially this last video, they're like, oh, yeah, she looks like she got cancer. That's fine.
So what you're telling me is all the royal families have left the earth.
I think now, and then unfortunately with a lot of the older shit we watched, grew up on, it's going to start getting put through like, hey, was this edited? Was this this? Mm-hmm. And then a lot of the technology, like now they're starting to try and develop things to keep up with AI and shit. And now a lot of stuff is like, yeah, there's a chance it showed like 71% edit chance it was edited.
That Kate Middleton shit is, I think she got plastic surgery. And like, usually when you get plastic surgery, you have to be out for a couple months.
Mm.
She's just been hiding.
I think she boarded a ship where all the global elites are boarding these ships because there's going to be an ionic sphere pulsation from the sun that is going to fry.
I feel like they'd go underground.
They are. The ship Instead is underground.
Going, like, this is a fucking worm ship. Yeah,
it's a
like,
worm ship.
They really love Dune 2. They were really inspired by Dune 2.
No, haven't you seen that? What's that one show where they, like, build... is it Nicolas Cage in it?
The worm ship show?
No, the one where, like, all the global elites or whatever are fucking...
There's the one just building recently a ship, like where it's arc. Like, don't look up, and they're all getting on it, and then they go there. They for some reason, they're naked when they get off there afterwards.
No, what? That's a porno.
No, it's like some weird, it was a Netflix movie. It wasn't like terrible. It wasn't too bad. It was like, don't look up. It was funny because they were trying to make.
That's another thing I think is really bad, dude. Like, I think I could be a really good director.
Do it, dude. Fucking.
Like, those stories are just so lame.
Those ones are actually fairly, I mean, they're lame, but at least they were somewhat original, I guess.
They're so bad.
Like, one movie I thought, originally I always bring up that I think is funny.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about porno.
Yeah, dude, that's the only thing creative these days, am I right? No, I'm freaking, actors. Yeah, the freaking, I watched one with Russell Crowe called, I think it's Unhinged or some shit, where it's like road rage, where like he's sitting at a light and the lady like honks at him to move or whatever, some shit. And
you talked about this. I've seen it called?
What?
When you see something for a movie.
Like
the
preview or the
trailer. Yeah.
Because it's funny, he's like honks, or the girl's like, and then she pulls up next to him and he's like, hey, I know I was a little stuck there at the light. He's like, I think you meant to give me a courtesy honk or whatever. And she's like, no, I didn't, fuck you or whatever. And so she like escalates it or whatever too. And he's like egging it on. So there's two weirdos, but he ends up following her, all this kind of shit. And then basically it just becomes this extreme case of road rage. And oddly enough, I'm like, that was a weird. By the time it gets done, you're like, okay, that's okay. It's escalating a little quickly. Okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
You're like, this is far-fetched. But by the time you're like, okay, it's done watching. And it was just something random, pretty quick, you know. It was almost like Phone Booth. It's essentially they made a movie out of a guy in a phone booth with a sniper. I was like, yeah. Like
Beef. Remember that one?
Beef, which
one? With the Asian dude and the Asian lady. And they're
Beef Chow Mein, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's the TV show, huh?
Yeah.
That was a good one. I still think, yeah, that was cool.
Same premise,
though, right? Exactly. It's like they eat their fucking lives up, dude, doing that shit. But that's cool, though, because that's what makes it fun, because I know we pulled them up here. I'll pull up again. There's only like, what, 7 or 8 premises that you can actually follow because they've all been done before.
Yeah.
But that's still fun, though. Like, so that's still a fun freaking movie where I do like new shit, but it is funny. I did watch the old parts of the old Dune. Have you seen the old Dune in like 1960 or 1970? No. It's fucking cringe.
I won't do it.
But the new Dune, you're like, okay, this is just cool because they actually put together some form of like cinematic masterpiece, you know, you could say. Well, yeah, they tried to set up a world on the instead of trying to kind of mimic it, you know. So that always makes it kind of cool. They set the stage, set the world, set all that kind of stuff. That shit's pretty cool.
I got my hands on a couple of buckets.
Charlie buckets?
Dune buckets.
Oh, you did, huh? Yep. You're like, I'm loaning them out, dude. Any
oh, yeah, I'm renting them out.
He's got the wussies
in there, dude.
Yeah. So if anybody wants one, I'll rent it out to you per day.
I got this thing from, or this Gamma Work recommended this thing for my dog. I want to get for it, but it just looks, it's like a much, much smaller version of it. Essentially, it's probably the size of this cup, but it looks like the freaking Dune thing, and you wash your dog's feet off. And then, dude, it's just like that, but it's got a case thing you can pull off to like clean it off, like wash it out.
Oh, man.
Dude, you just go, you're just like, you just got a bunch of those. You just start putting them in those, you know, those like cup things that squirt water up that like go, you can rinse the cup out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You just go sticking them in there. It's like, you're like, gotta use a little, get a little extra pressure in there, dude.
Oh, my God, dude.
Here's one for you guys. And I was thinking about maybe getting one, but what's your guys' thoughts about a bidet? What's your? Do you like? You ever used them? You ever squirt in water?
I've never used one. I think it'd be a surprise.
That's what I was like, dude. How does this shit even work, dude? And like, doesn't even make sense to me. I feel like you'd still have to wipe. Or like,
it's high pressure.
Shit all over the place. Like, how's it work? And at least the way they describe to me is that it's fairly nice, I guess. But you know, you don't really talk about like wiping and shit, you know? Because I'm like, usually I get out, dude, and I fucking sit my ass down on the rug and just scratch around, yeah, like a cat, dude, yeah, or like a dog. I'm like,
what if we were to make one for the bathtub? It'd be like a 2-inch wide strip. That'd be about 12 inches long. And you just turn the, it like shoots water out. And all you do is you just slide
or it's
down.
It's soaked in water.
Yeah, you
in
just there. Slide down. This brush.
Hopefully it would clean up, dude. There'd be a lot of girls with like some kind of yeast infection. They'd be like, what are you doing in there? Clean
well, you'd have up. Two of them. You'd have a blue one and a pink one.
Mm-hmm. One for cleaning.
One's yep. ribbed.
Yep. Mm-hmm. For her pleasure.
Well, that's like the thing with the bidet, too. It's so weird to me. I'm like, oh. It's just kind of a different
it's a lot guess, cleaner.
Method. Different method, you know? And it's yeah. just kind of funny because mm-hmm. it's like, dude. It's like opening a whole new world, too, because you're like, dude, all my life, dude, I thought I wanted to smash dry paper against my ass and just
it
go,
makes perfect sense, though.
<It's> like, yeah. When, Daddy, when do you stop wiping? Once you see blood, son. It's like, shh. And that's not how you do it. That's how I've done it my whole life, honey. We need to go to the doctor then. Fucking. Cause dude, it's like a cross.
Oh, you'd
world,
eventually
you know?
Build calluses or something.
That's yeah. true, huh? You want to be tough as you? Yeah. Tough, I use pine dude. Cones. I guess you're real grit in there.
I guess they would good. They would be good if you used like the. Cause you know how they're like shovels.
Oh yeah, you get a little scoop. It,
yeah, you
scoop
just
it
like
out of there.
And then you throw the pine cone away and it grows a tree. You're like, oh, you see this forest, son?
This is all for me. Yeah, it's like all self-fertilized.
Yeah, it's all fucking just a forest of pine
cones. This can all be yours.
Once you wipe your ass, you put the pine cone down and just stomp it into the
yep. earth.
Oh, man, just crush it all in there.
It'd be so funny. And then you're like, we don't have to worry about toilet paper, son. We have a whole forest to produce toilet yeah. paper year-round.
This is all you need. Dude, it's like I'd seen a meme about that for all the people that are like, oh, man, they're talking about your poop. Yeah, there's a meme that was funny. He's like, ladies, if a man tells you about when he poops, where he poops, how now often he's pooping or whatever, yeah, he loves you or some shit like that. He's like, because it's kind of funny. You sometimes, you know, give people on the poop schedule, dude. Fuck yeah. Respect, dude. Because it's funny when you see the book coming out. It's funny how there's a stipulation on it. Everyone's like, there's what a book? All kids, they were trying to have kids read it or whatever, that everybody poops.
Mm.
Everybody poops, dude. And it's funny, dude. Kids are like, yeah, tell me about it. I love poop, dude. And but everyone's like telling me, no, don't say that, you know. No bathroom talk. You're like, dude, poo-poo, pee-pee, that shit's fucking funny. Am I right, dude? It's like, I love that. It's like that Trailer Park Boy, dude. I love that episode where he's like, or I haven't seen all of them, but I've seen like the clips.
Only the best ones.
Yeah, and so like when he's like freaking got the kids there and he's like, Jimmy, you're ducking detarded. And he's like, hey, you can't say that. And he's like, I didn't say it. He's like, but it means what I say. And he's like. Or he's like, you can't fucking say that shit or whatever. And then he's like, but you know what I meant. And then the kid's like, but you can't be having us say that shit. And he's like, all right, everybody shut the fuck up. He's like, let's just get the fuck out of here. He's like, get in the cars and let's go. But they're all like swearing and shit, but they don't want to say the word fucking. Yeah. They don't want to say retarded. So everyone's like beating around the bush, but they're saying everything else. And that's what I find about that shit. and it fucking cracks me up. It's like freaking, what is it?
Hypocrisy.
Istanbul is now Constantinople. It's funny. It's like the names change. People take over. Fucking last person there on that dirt fucking changes the saying of this kind of shit on whatever. It's like, well, I was last one here, so I get the saying on it pretty much. And then start finding stuff. And then people are kind of like, you didn't find anything important.
That seems to be going on somewhere right now, too.
Yeah.
In the world.
Yeah, dude. It's like that. Fuck you. And that's what I find funny, dude, is because like everyone, like especially with that whole area, they're just like, dude, actually, there's two areas where this is happening, dude. If you think about it, technically, yep. If you go to there, both of them, dude, each one is like, back, if you know your history, this is ours, you know? Mm-hmm. And then someone else shows up. If you know your history, it's ours. And then the next person shows up. You know, if your history, it's like, Jesus, dude, it keeps going, dude. And it was like,
it's like holes or something where like the kids inherited their grandparents' fucking curse or whatever.
Yeah, I'm waiting for, like, the middle, like, the Geico man to step in and be like, if you knew your history, it's like, okay, he's about fucking mid-down, dude. He's got to be in there, right? Because the fucking, that's how far they're going, you know? They're starting to, like, all of a sudden Genghis Khan's like, hey, you know?
If
like,
you guys knew your history.
Yeah. This was all ours for fun. It's like, damn.
Yeah, that shit's wild, dude, especially how, like, crazy people get with that shit.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Why can't we all just be Americans?
Well, yeah. Going with the TikTok thing, that's
what everybody should be Americans.
Super wild about the TikTok thing. So maybe I'm crazy on it, but I thought it was an American company. I already bought it. So I thought they moved the shit to Texas. So I thought that was the whole thing was already gone. And so they're talking about like Chinese secrets, blah, blah, blah. If it's funny because it's like, dude, if you don't think they're getting it some other way, they're already doing it. I mean, your information is out there. It's getting hijacked, bought up. They're finding multiple ways to do it. Everybody's doing it. Some people might be able to do it better. Yeah, this one might be a direct thing for it. But it was kind of weird because even when they're like, the algorithm set up where you see stuff and you do, you know, but it's like you're saying, like with everything, you start using it and then what the fuck you use is what you see, you know, because that's how
I've been using TikTok for a while. I think everybody should get on it, honestly, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's well, I find really it, informative.
See, I'm like from the outside. So I'm like, yeah, this is.
There's okay. One guy who goes to grocery stores and he just like looks down the aisle and he tells you what company owns what.
I like that guy. Yeah, the guy. I see him on freaking Twitter. Ian Carroll.
The whole aisle.
That dude's cool. Yeah, and he's dope. One. Well, he's one that's funny. He's doing the thing about the TikTok thing too. Is what was interesting is most recently, oddly enough, they're just showing it goes in certain spikes and they're just showing a lot of posts that had to do with pro Gaza stuff, I think. And they're all like. Showing that, I don't know, maybe there was a sway on which way it should have gone and vice versa. But that was just generally the more of what is being shown or what more what people see is what gets shown. And that's what everybody was feeling, you know, essentially. Yeah. A lot of people were feeling probably on that side of it. And yeah, and then all of a sudden now there's all this kind of legislation that's gone. But it's been like that for, well, I don't know, a long time. You hear all the different kind of bans and whatnot. But it's just weird, too, because... For one, it should be a choice, you know. If you got a problem with your, oh, but the kids are using it. Well, you got a problem with it. Don't let your kid do it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, they're on their cell phones. The fucking take. Who's paying for it? Well, I am. Take their fucking cell phone. Like,
yeah.
They're just like, or whatever it is, or educate them in a sense. Really, is what's got to happen because they're gonna go around your back anyways. They're probably smarter.
Yeah.
So it's like, dude, there's all these different things where it just. I feel like the can's getting kind of kicked down, and it was just weird, dude. Because I know that TikTok, yeah, that shit's. Bad, all this kind of shit. People shit on it, all this
Why
kind of stuff.
Why is it bad, though? That's the thing I don't understand.
That's what I don't get, because I'm like, dude, it's just the same as any other fucking...
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm like...
If not better, on fucking Instagram, they're showing titties now.
Yeah, and motherfuckers are just going to migrate from
funny
there
as
to
fuck.
There.
Yeah.
That actually caught me off surprise,
It caught me off guard, dude.
I was like, what the fuck, dude? Hell?
All you got to do is pretend to be feeding a baby, and you can get away with showing your tits.
Dude,
and it's not even a real baby. It's a fake baby.
That's funny.
Dude, that caught me off guard, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, YouTube.
I was like, what the hell, dude? Freaking MILFs on my timeline.
Yeah, YouTube's the same with their.
I was like, I'm going to need a minute.
Freaking mommy milkers.
The breastfeeding.
What the hell's
ones?
Going on?
That's, dude, that just popped up in there, right? That wasn't something we looked up first, dude, and it started showing up. Why is it up in my feed, dude? This shit, it's algorithm.
Shit's
fucking
wild,
algorithm.
Dude. But you won't see that on TikTok.
I just fucking feel like everybody should have that choice. I'm not saying we should pull the warning labels off stuff, but at the same time, it should be like, yo, there's the door. You can walk through and be like, yo, that kid can, like that. You know, that guy's going to hurt himself if he jumps off the freaking Eiffel Tower.
They just want to be able
it's
to,
like, bro,
once they
he gets
ban
his,
one
he's,
app,
do what the hell
then
he
they
wants.
Can do whatever the fuck they want at that point.
That's what I think.
It's like the Patriot Act. You give away a little bit of rights, well, they're not going to give the power back. So
It always just keeps going.
Eventually just be like, well, Twitter's bad for you. We're going to ban Twitter. And then boom.
Or, yeah, whatever company they deem, you know, the same thing. Oh, man, we didn't realize it. Yeah, Meta's that same way. You know, we have to, has to be become Govit instead of Meta. So now it's going to be the government one. And so you're like, oh, there's only one form of social media you can use, communism. But essentially, that's what it feels like. That's what, and the people that are talking shit like, oh, there's got this problem and stuff like that. Dude, it's so easy for me. I don't use it. It's easy. Don't use it.
Mm-hmm.
You got a problem with it? Don't fucking use it, you know? It's like, fuck. And that's what I don't get. So it's kind of interesting. But like, no, it's this, that, and the other. It's this, that, and the other.
It's not so easy. What, just though, not dude? Use it, dude.
Yeah, there's people like,
it's
I can't.
It's not that easy, dude.
Well, most of these people are like, I can't, dude. Plus, I just use Instagram. It's way more, like, way more, better feed,
what about that game
this?
Where people are losing thousands of dollars? Which what was one? It called? The gem one?
Oh, freaking Candy Crush? No.
Candy Crush, yeah. Like, going people spend there. So much time on that.
Oh, yeah, and they'd be going through it. Well, the thing is funny
how
is
they losing money?
They just keep spending
keep
money.
Buying it for another level, and it basically is just, like, sets up the same shit, just in a different pattern, color pattern. They're just like, fuck. They just keep playing for more hearts, you know, because they try and, like, limit people's feeds and shit, too, on that. Those kind of games, there's multiple ones, Jam Runner, all those weird ones. But
I guess people would spend money on whatever the fuck they want, really.
Exactly. You can spend your money how you want. You can spend your time how you want.
Yeah, that's what I feel like.
So I fucking, nope, we can't. We got to get rid of TikTok. I actually saw that guy who, like, goes down the aisles and tells you what brands they're buying. Like, a lot of companies is, or not companies, a lot of businesses are selling as much cereal as they usually do.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's good, then.
I feel like cereal is going to be on the way out.
Yeah, they're trying to put some shit sugar. Like, have you seen those commercials? Like, cereal for breakfast. Or cereal for breakfast. Cereal for dinner. And then they're like, cereal for dinner, yeah. And they're all cheering. And then they're like, no, chicken for dinner. And they're like, let's take the night off, chicken. They're like, yeah, cereal for dinner and shit. And they're like, yeah, try cereal for dinner. Like, they're trying to extra plays, you know?
I think there's people saying that fucking pizza's better for you than cereal in the morning.
I've heard that too, yeah. Because even, like, the fats and the grease and stuff is what your body needs to, like, fucking quickly burn to, like, set the day's tone and stuff.
But you also don't get that giant sugar crash that you do from sugar or from cereal, because most cereals are just made straight from sugar.
Yeah, it's so weird how it's our breakfast, huh? It's like, let's start the day with a pound of cake, you know, donuts and fucking muffins.
Like, I wouldn't know anything about it, but I think, like, some Cinnamon Toast Crunch at the end of a night after a nice fucking, you know.
A good lay.
Good lay, maybe a sesh of freaking smoking, a little bit of dope.
Devil's lettuce.
Devil's lettuce. I wouldn't know anything about this, but I think some Cinnamon Toast Crunch would be perfect for that situation.
Knock you right out, huh?
Dude.
Yeah, for dessert, dude, if you know for sure it's sweet.
Right after
you know?
Freaking eating out some
way better than eating some other dessert, you know, like, yeah, it's a good dessert.
What were we talking about? Uber Eats? When Uber Eats delivers some
food,
deliver
you some cereal. They're like, oh, I want you to, you just have like one bite of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. And the guy's like delivering just one bite. He like comes to the door and he's like, open up. And you're like, eat it right there.
No, dude, imagine if you put that in the comment section. Feed it to me like you're a little airplane flying into an airport tunnel.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he hits you in the cheek. You son of a bitch, ruined my whole night.
Yeah.
One star.
Hopefully they don't
crashed
get to
into
do
my
that.
Cheek with a spoon full of cereal.
What are you guys doing for the clips?
I don't know. That's an interesting one too. I would like to go see it too, but I'll probably just miss it. I've never seen.
It's far away, dude. Huh?
We seen one that was pretty much a full eclipse one time.
I've
seen lunar ones a couple times, but or vice versa. But super
it's
weird.
Too far away.
Got the
dude.
Little shades for it. Probably watch the partial or whatever.
Did you guys hear all the crazy, like, warnings and shit that they were putting out for it?
Oh, yeah. What
the fuck's that all about, huh?
It's mostly in the cities where it's going to be very populated because where the solar eclipse is going to look the best. So apparently they're telling people to stock up on food and water and gas.
In there, have you seen the freaking building that weird temple to sacrifice the red heifer over in Jerusalem? They're building an altar that's supposed to be the bringing of the Antichrist, and but there's a mosque in the way, and it happens to be in a location that is currently in a war zone.
Oh,
it's like, go figure, dude. And they're like, we'll clear the way. Oh, here's the red heifer. What do you know? Like, whoa, there's terrorists over here. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Allegedly, I have no idea what they're going to plan.
Whoa, there's terrorists over here.
Oops. whoopsie, yeah, it's like keyword, you know. All of a sudden, that's like pretty much how that goes too, you know. There was never a word for that, and then all of a sudden, yep, terrorizers, pretty much after the Patriot Act. Now they're everywhere, right? And that's mm-hmm. the cause of all this stuff, and it can be like this ghost guy that you just can't beat, you know. It's like, oh, man, but... That's where it is kind of shitty to kind of get caught up in some of that stuff, especially with, like, the AI things. But I think it is good to keep a little bit of a finger on it a little bit just so that you can kind of be ready for it and stuff so that when the time does come, and it could be for anything, dude. It could be for the chance to be win $1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and they want to ask you the question just like some Slumdog Millionaire, and you just so happen to know the answer. Hey, fuck, who cares how you learned it? Better than that than to kind of maybe... Unfortunately not, you know,
because
it's, dude, that's what I'm coming to find too, is it's so easy for me just to kick back. But I would like to try and do some more shit too. I'm going to try and fucking jump off the freaking Eiffel Tower, dude. I'm going to jump off the Eiffel Tower, dude, and fly, dude. Flap these little wings and fly, dude.
I think if the government's telling you not to do something, it's probably something you should look into.
I know.
Like how marijuana is a Schedule I drug, right?
Is it? Yeah, we have Schedule I narcotic. It's the same, like, the most deadly drug.
Yep.
It's prescribed in all these places and shit. It's like, yeah, that's totally fine. It's a plant. It's illegal.
Freaking. Is it a Schedule I?
Yeah.
It is, still, huh?
Yeah, between it. But we'll see how it goes. Since we're getting close to the end, we like to freaking give you guys a little something. I know there's all kinds of rabbit holes right there that you've been having, you know. We hope you guys overhear this stuff and take it as fact, but also check it out because it'll also do better when people ask you more questions about it. But got anything you guys been checking out this week? I want to fucking let the people taste. They can go look at themselves too, but no, we just usually give you some information.
I got a couple, dude. Everybody should get on TikTok. That's my take. Everybody get on TikTok. It's awesome. Also, Physical 100 on Netflix is dope as shit. You guys should watch that.
All right. I'm going to leave people with, don't get on TikTok. Stay away from TikTok.
He's like, fucking TikTok.
They're the devil.
Well, that's the people that crack me up, dude. They're like, yo. And then they'll be like, Instagram's way better. Or like, Snapchat's way better. And you're literally watching a video that has like a TikTok embedded emblem on it. And they're like, well, that's just one out of two. Usually,
no, like, dude, all people just reposting everything.
Dude, Reels, TikTok. I don't know if anybody pours, like...
People make money off that shit.
Oh, yeah, like, if you look at, like, especially when it comes down to people that are doing that, usually they're basing, maybe if it is the way that it edits or does whatever, but usually people, that's their home base, the app, usually you can see works better for so many more people, and they can bring it into Reels. I don't think Reels often, they're editing off that and bringing it into there, huh? Because most of the time, if people put it on Reels, they probably edit it at home and then put it onto Reels. Because even the Instagram, I remember it was fairly good, but their Instagram, like, camera editor and stuff, just...
No.
Just no good. No good.
They just didn't work on it at all.
And I like having all kinds of shit. It is kind of nice having an abundance of random-ass apps. It's kind of getting shitty that we're squeezing down to a handful. I don't want it to be, like, what, Facebook, Instagram, I guess Snapchat or whatever, YouTube. It's like, it just kind of getting squeezed in there.
Snapchat's still around. Like, why isn't that banned?
Yeah, that is the craziest
thing.
If
they're trying to get rid of it for children.
I don't know. That is so weird.
Like, doesn't make any sense, does it, guys?
No, it's funny, yeah, the way they pick it out. It's like, when you look into it.
I don't know.
Freaking, dang, I have anything. I watched, shout out, I watched fucking, did you watch Roadhouse? The new Roadhouse?
Yeah. Roadhouse.
I watched that new Roadhouse and shit. It was funny, dude, like, silly-wise, because it was, like, over-the-top acting and stuff. But I generally found it, I was like, this show's funny. I kind of found it entertaining. Just because I felt like everything that, I don't know, it was like, there's
the whole setup. So you're recommending Roadhouse?
Yeah, like that, and then watch like The Covenant. So I was watching some Jake Gyllenhaal movies or whatever. And I've been trying to watch more movies. I didn't watch any out and about. But the one thing I will recommend, because I didn't go to I was going to go to Escape Room this trip, but we ended up not doing it. But I went to a thing called Tea Time. So they do it at these fancy, so it's actually at the Little America or the Grand America, these kind of places. But essentially you go in there, it's like, I think it's like $25 or $50, depending where you go to the place. But essentially, they give you a list of teas. You can try a tea. They like brew it up for you, and then they bring out a list of like treats and little things, whatever. And then they go through it. It was a weird experience, dude. I was like, they ever thinking about all the wars and shit. I imagine just all these people are like, we need to move the troops into the Eastern Front. He's like, many will die, but it's a risk I'm willing to take. We want some tea first? Yeah, we'll do tea first. Yeah, and all of a sudden they sit down. You know, you're like, what the fuck? Because I kept having like things like that, but it's kind of funny where it's a olden day thing into newer daytime, and yeah, I fucking find that shit recommended. Yeah, so I kind of cracked that up. I recommended a couple movies, even though I'm shitting on movies, and I'm like, hey, they're remaking them and shit. It's kind of funny watching a fucking Roadhouse dude from a remake, but
yeah, Roadhouse was all right.
I'm shooting now. A couple of
Jake the Jim number Hall one movie on Amazon, of course it is.
Yeah, there's like it no came movies out on Amazon. Dude, I will tell you, after watching a few movies on Amazon, it made me be like, yo, how much is fucking Netflix again? I'm make sure I'm buying that shit, dude. Fucking Netflix sucks already because it's been split up, but it's by far like the best one.
Yeah,
I mean, I think if I got Amazon with Max, because all the ones I do want are on Max, I'm like, oh fuck, but. I've been into entertainment a little bit more because that was one big thing I used to always like going to, and I've been trying to do more movies and stuff. But it's interesting too because there's also a lot of people talk about life intimidating art or art imitating life and stuff. Where that whole have you ever seen Tenet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that scene where they go into the opera house and stuff like that, and they go and get the person and shit, magically randomly kill a bunch of people, things go happen and stuff. Or like, does that literally kind of just happened in a sense? You know, in Russia. So it was like kind of similar, the scene, you know, they go in there, but it's funny because it was in there to stop a terrorist attack, but essentially they were in there for a different reason, you know, and they're kind of like a little sub thing. Fuck, I recommend that movie. That movie's badass already, Tenet, dude.
Good.
Shits on those other movies, I think.
Confusing.
Shits on Roadhouse for sure. Roadhouse is like, okay, this is a silly movie, but you want to watch a movie? Yeah, I thought that was good.
There's a new show on YouTube, actually, by Drewski called Coulda Been House. Have you watched that?
Mm-mm.
You guys need to watch that. Coulda Been House. Drewski.
What's that
watch
one?
Watch it.
Okay, I'm gonna check that one out.
Everybody watch it.
Watch There's and only learn, three baby dolls.
So far.
So, boom. Hope you guys like that one. We'll be doing a little vacation in, but we are gonna be back with that good stuff, you know, and all the other stuff that we give you, like D&D and fucking Lost Mine Quarries and rabbit holes that we normally probably shouldn't, but hey.
Someone's gotta.
Yeah, you don't spread the fucking love, then who does? So, we got you guys, so. Any last words, dude?
Nope. Stay strapped.
Nice. Stay strapped.